राधा कुंज बिहारी जाया कोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जाया जन बल्लभा यशोरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जाया यशोरनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Aum Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraj Gachar Jasta Tarasata Shishi Mare Si Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Hityali Rupavishnam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraj Gachar Jasta Tarasata Shishi Mare Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Paimti Kahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki, Vrindavandam Ki, Mayapur Navadvipdham Ki, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mahe Jamuna Mahe Ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinda Ki, Glory Some of the Devotees, All Glory Some of the Devotees, All Glory Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janvan Vidabu Jao Kanaka Vidato Sankirtana Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishwambaro Dvijavara Yuga Dharma Palo Vandey Jagat Priyakaro Kurunavataro Namastri Kala Satyaya Jagannatha Sutaya Cha Sabrachaya Saputraya Sagalatraya Te Namaha Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktavinda And Arpita Chirim Charak Kuranavit Tirana Kalo Samar Paito Nona Trojala Samsa Bhakti Sriyansa Hari Purata Sundara Dhyuti Kanda Sandipata Sada Vidya Kandare Spuratu Vasa Chinandana Okay. We're reading from Maja 23, verse 53, I think. There we go. Yeah. Ruda Adi Ruda Bhav Kevala Madhuri. 57. Huh. All numbers, different numbers. All right. Ruda Adi Ruda Bhava Kevala Madhuri. Rudhadi Rudha Bhava Kevala Madhure Mahishi Gani Rudhadi Rudha Gopika Nikare Rudhadi Rudha Bhava Kevala Madhure Mahishi Gani Rudhadi Ruda Gopika Nikare Rudhadi Rudha Bhava Kevala Madhure Mahishi Gani Rudhadi Ruda Gopika Nikare Follow. Rudhadi Rudha Bhava Kevala Madhure Mahishi Gani Rudhadi Rudha Gopika Nikare. There's probably an extra syllable in that last line. Don't ask me why. Anybody else want to try that? Nobody? Ladies? Rudhadi Rudha Bhava Kevala Madhure Mahishi Gani Rudhadi Rudha Gopika Nikare Rudha Advanced Adi Rudha Highly Advanced Bhava Ecstasy Kevala Only Madhure, in the transcendental mellow of conjugal love. Mahishi Ganir, of the queens of Dwaraka. Rudha, advanced. Adi Rudha, highly advanced. Gopika Nikare, among the gopis. Translation. Only in the conjugal mellow are there two ecstatic symptoms called Rudha, advanced, and Adi Rudha, highly advanced. The advanced ecstasy is found among the queens of Dwaraka, and the highly advanced ecstasies are found among the gopis. Purport. The Adi Rudha ecstasies are explained in Ujjvala Nilamani. Rudhokte bhyo nubhave bhya kam apyapta vishishtatam yatranubhava drishyante sodi rudho nigadyate. There. Nigadyate. It means it is said. So, okay.
This is what it says. The very sweet attraction of conjugal love increases through affection, counter love, love. This is like pranayamana, raganurag, I like that. Attachment, sub-attachment, ecstasy, highly advanced ecstasy, mahabhav, bhav mahabhav. The platform of mahabhava includes rudha and adirudha. These platforms are possible only in conjugal love. Advanced ecstasy is found in Dwarka, whereas highly advanced ecstasy is found among the gopis. Some reason or other, we only have this one verse, but the next one is doesn't have a purport. I don't really see. It says, for further information, see Majjalila 187. I guess whoever goes next week will have even a shorter purport, which will include the 10 imaginative talks. Okay, so. Omagyane tamarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurmilitang yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya manobhishtang tapitam jena bhutale swayam rupagada mahyam dadati savadantikam vandeham shri guru shri utabhata kamalam shri guru vaishnavam cha shri rupam sagvajatam sahagana raganatam itam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna vadam sahagana lalita shri vishakam vitam cha E Krishna Krishna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantarara Kantana Moshtate Tata Kantana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavane Shri Vishya Banasate Devi Panamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kipa Sindhu Beva Chapati Tanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Bangulanga Te Garinya Kipa Tamam Bande Shri Rung Dina Tarana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So here again, Rudha di Rudha Bhava Kevala Madure Mahishi Gani Rudha di Rudha Gopikani Kare. So again, just to refresh our brain, this is Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing him. And this chapter is called Life's Ultimate Goal. And it's describing the various mellows, rasas, and sub-mellows. So, Akhila Samrita Murti Prashamaru Chiru Da Taraka Palahi Kalita Shamalito Radapran Vidur. So these Akhila Samrita Murti, Krishna is the Murti, the form of all these rasa, rasambude, nipalamba rasambude. And what's being described here very briefly in this verse, it says here that explained in Ujvala Nilamani. So when we read the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Nectar Devotion, it gives a summary. It gives a very good description, really, of all. Prabhupada's book is a summary, but Rupa Goswami is given a detailed description of all neutrality and servitude, all the way up to conjugal love. So it is said, or it has been heard, not only from Prabhupada, but his senior godbrother, you could say, godbrother Sridhar Maharaj, that during Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's time, for most of his pastimes, up until the last year or so, he didn't encourage reading the Ujjvala Nilamani and many books so advanced. But during his last pastimes, he began to say that now, if you've been chanting Hare Krishna steadily for so many years, 25, 30, 35 years, then shouldn't think that you shouldn't read those books. But there is that always a hesitation that, so this Ujjvala Nilamani, Ujjvala Sa, this Ujjvala, actually Mahaprabhu has come, Ujjvala Sam, giving this this very high, blazing rasa, is giving it out, sort of giving it out. What, as Bhaktisiddhanta cautioned many, many times, and Sridhar Maharaj even mentioned that when they would read Chaitanya Charitamrita, they didn't even read the Ujjvala Nilamani, but when they read Chaitanya, read it like these verses or various pastimes, they would read through and not discuss so much detail, so much detail. In fact, Prabhupada told the story that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had asked whether he could print these advanced books like Ujjvala Nilamani. Now, sometimes it is said Ujjvala Nilamani, other times it is Govinda Lilamrita, various advanced books. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's guru and his father, he said, let me think about it, if he should print these books. So when he came again to ask, he said, "What can I print those books?" He said, "Actually, you can print one copy for yourself." So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also didn't think that, in fact, Srila Kaviraj Goswami describes here, the Adhika, that he's describing in detail that Kaviraj Goswami is saying that nobody's actually qualified to read it. In fact, today is the what appearance or disappearance of Madhavendra Puri. We were reading about it this morning, so I forgot whether appearance. Huh? Disappearance. So we should have been chanting Jayani Lo Prema Adana Karuna Prachur. Who has come to bring this love of God? So we read something about Madhavendra Puri. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to the Gopinath Temple in near Puri, on the way to Puri, he told the whole story of Madhavendra Puri and how he established the Gopal deity. And long story, takes up pages and pages. So Madhavendra Puri was considered so advanced that just before leaving his material world, he was chanting one verse, which it is said it was Radharani's verse, although we don't see that Radharani wrote it anywhere. But Madhavendra Puri was so advanced in bhakti that he could chant this verse. And Mahaprabhu was also, when he was telling the story at this Gopinath temple, this is where the deity stole the curator Gopinath. So he became so ecstatic that he was chanting this verse. He was saying, I did. He couldn't speak the whole verse. And he went into internal consciousness. I did. We find in different places, very nice places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing this example, because Rudra Adi Rudra. Rudra means the queens of Dwarka, Kurari Velapasi, Twam, Nidra, what is it? Vina, Nidra, Nasheshe. How does it go? Jagati Swapati, Ratyam, Ishvaro Gupta Bodha. To describe, it's described in chapter 90 of the 10th canto. You can skip ahead anytime. Full permission is there, but books are all budget. The queens are showing this very, very advanced ecstasy. They're feeling so much separation of Krishna, although they're actually, all the queens have expansions of Krishna as their husband. Krishna is with all of them. They're feeling so much ecstasy. They're going out at night and crying separation, although Krishna is there. And they're saying, like the very first verse, the queens are saying, Kurari Vilapasi Twam, that Kurari is this osprey, some bird that usually flies near the ocean. So Dwarka is near the ocean. So they're saying, osprey, you cannot sleep because Krishna is somewhere. They're saying Krishna is somewhere resting, Jagati Swapati, and somewhere in the universe he's sleeping. Actually, he's right at home in their own bed. But they're feeling so much ecstasy that they're saying that you us pray, you also can't sleep. You're like us. You're feeling so much separation. And then they address the ocean, the roaring ocean. You are roaring, crying in ecstasy. And there's a very wonderful verse I think Puri tried to memorize. Did you finish? Ravi, can you quote? You can quote 10 of them there. There's 10 verses. There's different meters. I think one or two are short. I think the last one is really long. You know that one? What does he give you? English quick. Oh, the swan? Drink the milk. The messenger of Krishna. Yeah, so Rupa Goswami was inspired. Also, he wrote the book, the Hansa Dutta, describing the gopis. They're so much in ecstasy in Vrindavan. They see a swan, and they're addressing the swan, which is only about 100 verses in this book, a little more maybe. And Rupa Goswami is given this book, this Hansa Dutta. The Dutta means a messenger, the swan. So they're telling that swan also, you go to Mathura, and they're cautioning the swan. I remember some of it, at least the English. Don't be such a fool like the peacocks. The peacocks, when they go to Mathura, they see the black clouds, they become completely bewildered. They don't ever find Krishna because they see the black cloud, they see the incense. But when you see incense coming out from the palaces of Mathura, then don't be bewildered. You take this message directly there because this is one of the Udipans that when, just like that Mukunda, when he was fanning the king. I think the king might have been a Muslim too, right? The king was a Muslim. So Mukunda was the doctor, no? So he saw a peacock feather because he was not fanning, but somebody else was fanning. And he saw that peacock feather, he fainted and fell down from a platform, and people thought maybe he died or something. But he was a doctor, he knew he hadn't died. He said, no, I'm okay. You know, he didn't want to say. So devotees, just like Daruka, when they don't want to be disturbed in the ecstasy of serving Krishna. When Daruka was crying in ecstasy as a chariot driver, he's cursing these tears. And the gopis also, they're cursing their eyelids. They also want to see Krishna. So in Chaitanya Charita, when Kaviraj Goswami was composing first, he gave a synopsis of the final pastimes. Like in the first few chapters, there's one chapter, I think the second chapter, called The Ecstasy of Mahaprabhu. So because Krishnadas Kaviraj was so elderly, so old when he first started writing this Chaitanya-rita, he thought, I may not live, let me write this ecstatic pastimes first. So he wrote them in the beginning, at least in the beginning of the Majjhalila. But then he kept writing and writing and writing until he got to the different pastimes. And at the end, then he embellished more and more, ecstasy increasing. So several, many times, he's emphasizing that ordinary persons, they will not be have the adhikar, because to read Ujjwala Nilamani is mentioned here. This is a postgraduate with this Ruda Adi Ruda. So we have a Banuswami is translated with the Basa Tika of Vishwanath Chakravarti. First Jiva Goswami, and then Vishwanath has written, very ecstatic. So when you add up all that, it comes out to be almost 1,200 pages. It's 1,135 pages. And just this one chapter that's mentioned either here or somewhere, this chapter of the describing these ecstasies, Stai Bhav, is like, who knows, 70, 80 pages, this, that chapter. The Stai Bhav means Stai Bhav of Krishna and the gopis, and very advanced subject matter. Obviously, you have to read and study. When Prabhupada was explaining the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we know that in Vrindavan in 72, you can see photos of sitting in front of Rupa Goswami's samadhi. I guess it's samadhi, or is it the... in between. So many devotees who were there, many have gone now, but very ecstatic. But Prabhupada is also saying that if you have question about this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, then don't ask me questions. Just read it again and relish it again. So it takes a lifetime to relish and reflect on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And then Ujjayi Nilamani is the postcard. It only deals with very, as it says here, the conjugal pastime, conjugal love of Krishna and the gopis. But we get a very nice glimpse when we read the mood, the bhav, mahabhav, ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how, what his symptoms are. If we just read, if you're an academic, let's just say you're an academic reading Ujjvala Nilamani, there must be some academics who read it, who read the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And let's just say for fun that they don't know anything about Lord Chaitanya. How can you understand that? No one shows these symptoms. When Mahaprabhu was chanting this verse, Aidina Dayadanata Hematuranav Kadavaloksha, Tadaloka Kataram Hridyam Tadaloka Kataram. Huh? Dayata Brahmiti Kim Karom Yaham. He's saying, you're the Lord of Mathura, when will I see you? So Radharani's in this mood that Krishna's in Mathura, feeling great separation. Only, besides Madhavendra Puri, only Radharani and Lord Chaitanya. No fourth person can enter into the understanding. So should we become disturbed, discouraged? Who will be the fourth person? No, Kaviraj Goswami didn't say no. Mahaprabhu didn't even say. Rather, there's verses where he describes Hare Tadalokanam Antarena. He's quoting from the Krishna Karnamrita in that book. He's uttering several verses from Krishna Karnamrita and maybe some of his own verses like that. Hare Tadalokanam Antarena. Kurnaika Sindhu, Bhuvanaika Bandhu. You're the ocean of mercy, the friend of all. But when will I see you? When will I see you? Huh? Ahanta hanta katam nayami. When will I see? When will I see? He's also saying, pritangaka, like my insect-like life. How does that? Barakan yaho. My senses are look like wood. So our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has pointed out, he's given all the verses from second canto that begin with Ayor Hariti Vaipam Sam Ujan Chayanaso. Tasyarte yakshi to nita uttama shloka lilaya. Is that it? Vartaya. So those verses from 2-3, they describe how ordinary persons are wasting their time. So why will that be given to Parikshit Maharaj? So many things are given to Parikshit Maharaj. He only has 7 days, but still he's hearing the structure of the universe. And all these verses, some verses about demigods, all the pastimes of Prithu and Priyavrata and Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj. He's given all that in 7 days because he had some adhikar. He could understand. He already knew something. He's on the same level of Sukadeva Goswami. So in these verses in second canto, which everyone should know, Bahayate te nayane naranam. What is it? Bahayate te nayane naranam. Lingani Vishnu na narikshito ye. Lingani Vishnu Dhruva. Your legs are just like tree trunks. If you don't bring your legs to the temple to get the darshan, Lingani Vishnu, and see the deity of Radhe Shyam, then we can understand. And your eyes, very nice eyes, blue eyes, brown eyes, beautiful. No better than peacock feathers. Eyes are, peacocks have eyes on their peacock feathers. So this way we're being encouraged. There's a joke, Chopa Gayat Uragaya, one whose voice is not used to glorify. How does that start? Bile Bhattara Karma Vikramanyena Shinvita Karna Putena. Ears like snake holes. Worthless. Kaviraj Goswami says, your ears are just like small conch shells, one who doesn't hear the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So maybe we're not on this Ruda Adi Ruda stage. Obviously, Mahaprabhu is saying, I'm maintaining my fly insect like life, and I'm exhibiting some, if you say, but Oh, but you're in ecstasy. Why you say you don't have any love of God? No, I'm just making a show. So we should all think that we're making also a show. If Mahaprabhu is thinking he's making a show, he doesn't have any love of God. No love of God. Have no love of God. So when Madhavendra Puri was also leaving his body, there was one disciple of his, Ramchandra Puri. Ramchandra Puri made very bad offenses against his own guru. He could not understand, although he was initiated somehow, he was a follower, a disciple. He was saying to Madhavendra Puri, oh, why are you lamenting? Why are you lamenting? So this is the mundane mind is like. They're thinking, what is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sometimes they say he had epilepsy. Have no clue of this highest, Ujvala Rasam Sabhakti Shri Hari, Purata Sundara Dhyuti Gadamba Sandeepata Sadhari. We're getting blessings from Rupa Goswami, from Kaviraj Goswami, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna Pranayavikriti Ladini Shakti Rasma. He is Radha Krishna, Ekai Sabhav. They have separated, they've come together in Chaitanya, Antar. Antar Bahir Gaur, Bahir Gauram, Antar Krishna. Inside he's Krishna, externally he's showing Radharani. He's both. But we don't accept him as the Nagari, the enjoyer of pastime. No, he is in the mood of Radharani. What is that verse? Radha Krishna, Veti Lobat. He had this desire. Krishna had a desire. He was not fulfilled. Seeing Radharani's ecstasy, therefore, he wants to understand what is the happiness. Shokam Chasha, Manobhavata. What is her realization? So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's coming. And simultaneously, Yuga Dharma, Palo, especially with Nittai, they're protecting and giving the Yuga Dharma. Harinama Yuga Dharma. At the same time, that we're all, anyone can come, any ordinary person. The Prabhupada was preaching that, you just chant Hare Krishna, I'd be happy. I just saw one conversation, again, this goes on actually for past 1 hour and a half. And George Harrison, he was presenting a song that Ravi Shankar or his sister was singing, and he was playing it for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was encouraging, you know, sometimes you think, Prabhupada would say, no, you're a sahajiya. No, he was encouraging him. This is nice. And he was quoting this verse by Madhavendra Puri. I dina dayadanata hematuranav kadava lokshya. But Ramchandra Puri, when he heard it, because he was a mundane person, somehow he was a sannyasi. Parasabhava, karmani, napashamsham nagarhyat. He had only some basic understanding. Don't criticize and don't praise. But he didn't really understand the part about not criticizing. He even criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He criticized his own guru. This is 11th canon of Bhagavatam that he was telling. Very, very limited, offensive. He even accused Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, did he please his guru? No. I don't want to see your face. Get out of here. So, he's an example of someone who did not get the mercy of his guru. He had guru, and he even had association of Mahaprabhu. He was, oh, look at all these ants here. He used to purposely buy prasad for the sannyasis or anybody and hope they would overeat. So we don't want to be like this Ramchandra Puri, just giving some food. Look at you, you're eating too much. I never saw anybody do that, but he somehow did it. Even he did it with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, what did he do? He became a little fearful. Oh, you know, maybe I'm eating too much. And he reduced his eating very, very significantly. Even the godbrothers of Ramchandra Puri came, all those big swamis, Paramananda. They said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please, please, don't reduce your eating just because our godbrother, he's such a critic, he's a rascal, don't listen to him. But still, Mahaprabhu took it very humbly. No, I should reduce my eating. So there's a message for us also if we were criticized like that. So all these pastimes are not in this verse, but they're there throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita. Udgurna, all this despondency and eagerness all simultaneously in the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's running in all the directions. All his senses are attracted by Krishna, this scent. He wants to smell Krishna. He gets a little bit of, there's one whole chapter called Tasting the Lord's Prasad. It's in Anchalila that Lord Chaitanya gets a little of this prasadam from Jagannath Temple, and he's so much in ecstasy, just a taste, and he's extolling the glories of the prasadam. So we can also take prasadam, but to a certain amount, this all, don't overeat. So all the different pastimes are given throughout here. Mahaprabhu in his discussion with Ramananda Roy. There are also persons there who are not fit, who had no adhikar. That Ramananda Roy was considered a, well, it's funny because he had 1,000 men around him. He was riding on a palanquin. He was the governor of Madras, practically. It's a big, big position. But the brahmanas and everybody else who were chanting prayers, there probably were soldiers there. So many people there chanting. Thousands, a lot of people. Still, he was considered some kind of a sudra or a, Kayasta. And then when Mahaprabhu was bathing in the Godavari there, and they met, he said, who is this? Mahaprabhu was sent there, told, not that he has to be sent anywhere, but Sarvabhauma suggested, well, if you're traveling, then I never really appreciated Ramananda Roy, but I think you should meet him. He is a very great person. So when they started to embrace, then they stopped because there were so many Bahir John, people who had an external consciousness. So we don't want to preach these very, very advanced. Sometimes in the street, book distributors, they give the nectar of devotion, of course. I haven't been a book distributor in a long time, but when you think about it, it's very, very elevated. So just imagine an academic, he might study the Ujjvala Nilamani or something, like what you can know about that. You know, this is only the queens on a very, there's so much in this Vipra Lumba ecstasy. Even Krishna is with them in their house, in their room, in their bed, and still they're running in ecstasy, talking to the osprey, talking to the cuckoo. The mountains, the rivers, all dried up. Oh, the rivers have dried up now. The lotuses have shriveled down and the sun is, you must be feeling separation. So this is we get an idea, we can get a glimpse. This is called the Chandra Shakanyaya sometimes, that you look through the branches of a tree, some child might be saying, where's the moon, mom, where's the moon? So you look through those branches, there's the moon. So it's pointing. There's another logic called condensed cotton. I forgot the name of that one. You get cotton and it's all condensed and you can fluff it out. So we get an idea how Mahaprabhu was thinking. Pitoyam Sahachari Krishna Kurukshetra Militas. When Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy during Rath Yatra, he would chant one verse. How did that one start? Reva Rodasi, Vaitasi. Sounds like an ordinary poem or shloka. I think it's from the Dharpana, what's it called? The Sahitya, Dharpana, something. It sounds like an ordinary woman lamenting, or a man lamenting for his girlfriend, or a girl lamenting for her husband. But Mahaprabhu, he was thinking of Radharani and Krishna, but everyone else was, but why did he chant that? But Rupa Goswami understood. Rupa Goswami, then he wrote a shloka, Pritoyam Sahachari Kurukshetra Militastha Tam Saradha Tadidam Ubaya Sangamasukam. Because after so many years, during the eclipse, when gopis and Radharani went to Kurukshetra, she spoke this verse that, we're the same Radha Krishna, but it's not the same because she's missing the Vrindavan. She needs Vrindavan. Therefore, even I miss you playing on the fifth note on your flute like that. So when Rupa Goswami wrote that verse, then somehow or other he stuck it, he went bathing in the sea, and he just, I don't know how he did, he put it in his thatched hut, and there was, he just put it away there. Then Lord Chaitanya came to his hut while he was gone, and he saw the verse, and he pulled it out. What could be more transcendental pastime than that, right? You know, you write this shloka that no one, except maybe Sarup Damodar or Ramana Dwari, could understand the mood of Lord Chaitanya, but Rupa Goswami wrote this shloka describing Radharani's mood in Kurukshetra. And he put it in the, we expect it was on a palm leaf. So, very beautiful handwriting of Rupa Goswami. Lord Chaitanya read it. It was, wow. Then later on, he was asking all the associates, how did Rupa Goswami understand this? How did he understand that? So they said, well, you must have empowered him. I don't know how he could understand it. They remember they had all just met Rupa Goswami and had very great personalities. And later on, he was introduced. He had started to write the Vidugdha Madhava. But Rupa Goswami had a dream. Satyabhama came to him. He was writing his very advanced subject matter concerning the queens. So Satyabhama, he was resting in Satyabhamapur, and she came to him in the dream and said, I want there to be two plays. I want my own play, you know, about Dwarka. So in this way, he wrote two plays, and it's described. It didn't just write them out. It took years. It took quite a while. I mean, it took 15, 20 years to write one, and then he wrote, probably doing them simultaneously. And we can enter into some of that. So Rupa Goswami, very, very advanced. He understood. He was empowered. So we don't expect to become Rupa Goswami, but due to the mercy of Rupa Goswami, Adadanas Chinam Dantari Damyachi Punapana, Shrimad Rupa Padambo Jadulisham. Life after life, we want to become the dust of Rupa Goswami at his feet. Therefore, we're called Rupanuga, followers of Rupa Goswami. Not that Tadbritya Britya Paricharaka, we want to become Gopi Bharta Padakamala Das Das Das, Prabhupada said, Das 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 Das, servant of servant of servant. Not we're going to jump up, no. Even Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya himself, saying, I don't know, I don't have any love of God. Yeah. Not even a drop, not a slightest drop. If I had any love of God, I couldn't live in the material world. It wouldn't be possible. Okay, so everyone's encouraged to, maybe we don't have to read the Ujjal Nilamani immediately. I tried reading. You need your brain in order to read the Ujjal Nilamani. I mean, you need your brain. This is the life's, you know, life is not that long that we can comprehend. So sometime, just like at the Dhanasthan, life after life, we have life after life. Raghunath Das is saying, Majanmana, and also even in the Mukunda Mala Stotra, so many verses we're reading. Mahaprabhu himself is saying, Tetra Dharpana Marjanam, or some life, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravashayitam Sanyayitam Jaya. He said, some life I may get. I don't mind. Life after life, we can come back. Janme Janme Prabhu Shay. We're praying to that Prabhupada will bless us. And Prabhupada himself is saying, he's hoping in crores of lifetime, crore is like 10 million or something, in the coming of crores of lifetimes, and no acharya is exhibiting this false pride. No, they're thinking, Narottam Das, Panchagras, I want the five types of foodstuffs, these six Goswamis. Achai Goshai, Jar, Mui Taradas, Tansabara, Padareno, A Panchagras. They want to take the dust of the six good. Tadira Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas, Janame, Janame, life after life. This is Narottam. We're long, long, long below Narottam Das, but he's praying like that. Life after life, he'll get a chance, another chance. Okay, so any comments on this verse? Adiruddha, any experts here on Ruddha Adiruddha? We can get this, just read those verses. Huh? Nah, well, Sambhogena, what is that? Vipralamba, Bina. That verse is there, Rupa Goswami, Viparlambena Ashnute. Sambo, huh? He uses the word Ruda. It's in Uddhava's verses. He uses both those words? Ruda. Before Radha Jivan had a name, Adi Ruda. Remember? Adi Ruda. Was it? I thought it was Adi Ruda. Anyway. So, best thing is read those verses when they come automatically as one is reading, or in the 10th canto, these verses from the queens, Mahishis, or the bumblebee verses, when Radharani Madhupa Kaitava, she's calling the bumblebee as a cheater. In Radharani's mind, this bumblebee had come as a messenger from Krishna, but she said, get out of here. You're either a messenger of Krishna or you may be Krishna, but don't touch me with your whiskers, because I know that on your whiskers is the kumkum from his other lovers in Mathura. So Radharani is thinking this heavy, heavy transcendental man, ecstasy, envy. Chema Prema Vaichitra. Yeah, Prema Vaichitra. So there's 10 types of this talking by the queens, and there's 10 types of ecstasy. It's only described in the Udra and Yamai. But it's given, the summary is given here, next few verses actually. Kurari, yeah, the verses here. Kurari Vilapasi Tom Vitanidra Nishesh. Swapati Jagati Ratyam Ishwari Gutta. Gara Nivida Cheta, pierced. The queens are saying to this bird, this osprey bird, this Kurari, your heart is pierced like ours is, deeply. Gara Nivida Cheta, huh? Nalana Nayana Hasho Dara Lekshitena. So they're saying this playful Lila Hasa, smiling and liberal, smiling and playful glancing of Krishna that they're thinking of again and again. Okay. Anything?
Haribo. Hare Krishna Pushkar. So we know that we have two types of opinions of devotees. Some of them say that we shouldn't discuss these high topics. Another thing that we should discuss these high topics, even though we are full of material desires, full of lust, anger, envy.
The Kriditam Vrajavadubiri Jam Chivishno.
So the question is, shall we meditate and discuss this, or we shouldn't do that?
Well, okay. There's a story of the devotees that they had a group called, got to be called a club, where they would only discuss gopi pastime. So Prabhupada didn't like it. I don't want to say there was a certain personality that tweaked the whole thing and told Prabhupada that they were having illicit sex, which most likely not true. So he told Prabhupada, oh, these devotees, they're reading their sahajiyas, Prabhupada. So I was actually on a morning walk. The Prabhupada kept quoting one Bengali verse. How does it go? Deha smriti nahi jar samsar bandhan kam tar. Which says, I think Narottam has a similar verse. Deha smriti. He said the level of studying this very closely is deha smriti nahi jar. You have no memory of your material body. Deheshmiti Nahija. Samsara Bandhan. You are finished with samsara completely. Were you in LA during that time? 76. That happened in 76. So then these devotees were called in to see Prabhupada. So they said, but Prabhupada, they quoted this, Vikriditam Vajivadubi, it's at the end of the gopis speaking. What? Not me, no. Jai Jagadish. Even Dravida was not there. So the verse says, Vikirin Vajavaduhi Jam Vishnu, Shadanvato Nushunayada Tavarn. if one has faith and reads these pastimes of the gopis, then Rita Kama Roga, lust will disappear. So, if you want lust to disappear. So anyway, they quoted the verse. They said, but Prabhupada, it says we'll become purified if we read it. He said, no, but you're becoming putrefied. I'm glad I wasn't up there with that. I didn't go to their meetings or anything. One time they gave me paper a few times just showing an outline of what they were going to discuss. And I thought it was kind of weird, like, you know, that why are they taking this part out? You know, we caution not to do that, especially this is 60 years back or 50 years back. So anyway, so Prabhupada said, no, you're not becoming purified, you're becoming putrefied. So still the verses are there that if you, how can you avoid it if you're reading 10th canto, if you're reading Chaitanya-rita, right? Can't avoid it, but you should know if you become agitated or, I mean, by that, or it gets pretty intense. I mean, there's.
They didn't care for the other parts of Krishna's pastimes.
Right. I mean, you should be reading through all the pastimes. I never heard that they didn't care. Let's say you have a meeting once a week about that, but let's say for 30 hours a week you're reading all the rest. Anyway, that story is there just to show caution. There's a little bit of story that goes with that, which very few people, if any, know, which is, you remember Jagannath, the translator? So Jagannath was a translator. He died. Anyway, at the time, he was called in before any of them, although he was not in that group. But Prabhupada knew he was living in Radhakund. And he told me himself, that when he would see the beautiful girls bathing in Radhakund, he would get agitated. So I said, well, maybe you shouldn't be there. You see that, you know, or something. Yeah. Anyway, so Prabhupada just knew that he was in Radhakund. So the thing is, when Prabhupada knew about people going to Radhakund, because in the last two verses it's described there, how does the last verse go? Last verse. Viskaroti, Snator. One should bathe. Even Narad Muni doesn't get a chance to bathe in the Radhakund. So, it's very high level, but Prabhupada said, but they have not understood, they have not realized the first verse, the first two verses, first few verses. He said, they are still controlled, managed by the generals. Vacho Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiwa Vegam, Udara Pashta Vegam. That's what Prabhupada said. Because Gopal Krishna was speaking with Prabhupada and saying many devotees are going to Radhakund, is already in 76, and they are not doing seva. They think they're very advanced going to Radhakund. And Prabhupada said, no, they're not advanced because I never told them to go there. And they're disobeying the spiritual master. They're going there. They're not doing practical service. So one should see gradually. One time, Hari Kesh told me this. He probably may not remember himself, I don't know. But he asked Prabhupada that we see people look very advanced and then they leave, they go away. And Prabhupada told him, he said, well, you look around when you're 80 years old and then you'll see if anyone's advanced. And that was like 55 years back. 72, 3, whatever that is. So 80, many people are past 80, whether they became so advanced, but they're still around, maybe not around, maybe left their body. So that's one criteria. Anything else? Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.